This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Thursday, December 13th. While some confusion in the grain market as wheat jumps higher Wednesday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was higher as well. That Aussie production number came out today, and it's been the lowest since 2008. And I think it was from 2006 to 2008, the lowest production that they have there. So the real numbers came out and really gave wheat a shot in the arm in spite of all the bearish news that there is. But the futures were still showing a lot of strength. Interestingly enough, there was some sell-off a little bit as corn and wheat started to sell off, but wheat firmed back up here towards the close and kind of ended up closer to its high, which is kind of a surprise. But traders are still kind of scratching their head. But they know that what's been happening is wheat's just been playing the back and forth game. And one day it's up, the next day it's down, and you can kind of count on that for the last number of weeks.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 5.5 at 517.75. December corn was up 1.25 at 376.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for December ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 630. Hard-red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for December were up 6.5, ranging from 671.25 to 681.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for December were up 7.75, ranging from 693 to 701. Live cattle for December were up 75 cents at 119.20. January feeder cattle were up 27.5 cents at 147.62.5. And December Class 3 milk was up a penny at 13.72.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.